Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joining us right now, live in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention, is former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. Good to have you, Ambassador Bolton.
Glad to be with you.
I always want to say that you're our Secretary of State because it's just wishful thinking. I go to bed every night, and that's
well,
part
it
of
makes
my,
me feel good anyway.
So, your overall impression so far of what you're seeing here at the Republican National Convention, especially from your perspective, shot through the prism of national security and foreign relations.
Well, I think the opening night of the convention certainly was intended to put the spotlight on national security. I think properly so. I think it's going to be, if not the top issue, one of the top issues as we head toward November. I think Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party are very vulnerable on it. I do think as a political matter, we've got a lot of work to do to continue to try and unify the party. Obviously, the splits, the difficulties, the controversies of the nomination process are not healed yet. But that's critical to accomplish as well, because if the party's not unified, it simply increases the chances that Hillary will win.
Yeah, it is. And I'm so glad you brought it up, Ambassador Bolton, because you're not an elected official. You haven't run for office before. There's a lot of egos involved with these politicians. You know that from working in D.C. for as long as you have. I would have thought by the time we got here to Cleveland, after the disgusting terror attacks of the last 2 weeks in Istanbul and in Nice, I would have thought that those would have been unifying factors. I would have thought that the Republicans here would have seen that there are some existential problems that we face with our ISIS enemies, and they would have united behind their candidate. What do you make of that?
Well, I think the process has begun. I just think there's more work to do.
What more do they need to know?
I think you have to keep going through the basic facts, and here's basic fact number one. Whether you like it or not, somebody's going to be elected president in November. That's a fact.
That is a fact.
You may like it or not, but that's a fact. Number two, even if you were for one of the 16 other candidates for president and you still think that that person was a better choice than Donald Trump, you don't have that choice anymore. And number three, there is one alternative to Donald Trump, one alternative, and her name is Hillary Clinton. So to me, that's the end of the argument right there. You don't have to argue that Donald Trump is perfection. You simply have to argue that he's not Hillary Clinton. That wins. That's the drop the microphone point right there.
A lot of people are wanting Donald Trump when he gives his speech tomorrow night. They want him to sort of identify some of the people or potentially people who could serve in his cabinet. I think we've seen a little bit of a preview with some of the speakers who have been highlighted here. What is your impression about, a General Michael Flynn as a potential either CIA director or potential Secretary of Defense? What do you think of the people that are being lined up so far, and why aren't you up there?
Well, look, there's always a debate about whether a candidate should name his vice presidential nominee early in the process. Should he name potential cabinet members? And every 4 years it's debated. And amazingly, every 4 years people decide basically not to do it.
But in 2000, we had a pretty good idea after that convention with George W. Bush that Colin Powell was going to be Secretary of State, that Condoleezza Rice was going to be National Security Advisor. There were a couple of other names. You got a sense, didn't you?
Well, I think it was always up in the air, though. And the argument that's the most effective is if you name person X for job Y, you're just putting another target out there for the opposition to go after. And that gives them the opportunity to cause you problems that you don't otherwise need. So I think, I'm not privy to the inner debates of the Trump campaign, but I think that's one reason why that you haven't seen people actually being named. I think there are a lot of there's a lot of speculation, and that part's not bad. But I think they're coming down with the same answer that people always come down in, which is not to be specific.
Let's wade back to policy from politics for a minute. What does it tell you after, again, let's go back to Monday night for a moment. What does it tell you that those who survived Benghazi the family members of those who fell in Benghazi, and people like Marcus Luttrell, the lone survivor, they all backed Donald Trump. The people who lied about Benghazi and tried to cover up Benghazi, they're for Hillary Clinton.
Listen, I thought that that array of speakers, of the people who were there in Benghazi and Pat Smith, and it was just heartrending to go through that again. And it reminded me of the testimony of some of the people who were in Benghazi before Congress, describing what it was like when they knew they had lost contact with the ambassador.
Oh, Gregory Hicks, remember his testimony?
It brought tears to my eyes, I don't mind saying it, and how isolated they felt from Washington, how far out at the end of that telephone line. And that is a failure that should be pinned to Hillary Clinton. She says, well, you know, I don't get into these security questions. Baloney. An effective Secretary of State cares about the security of the 50,000 or so people who work at the State Department. I've seen six Secretaries of State get their fingernails dirty on exactly this kind of issue. And Hillary Clinton was derelict in her duty before, during, and after Benghazi. So you better believe it's going to be an issue going forward.
Looking beyond Benghazi, though, for a moment, and we've only got about a minute or so left, Hillary Clinton's trying to make the case that Donald Trump is a dangerous choice. Those are the words that she is using. What is the biggest danger of Hillary Clinton as president of the United States?
Well, look, she's using scare tactics. The Democrats have tried this before. It just shows they don't have anything else. If they've already started to resort to that. The biggest danger of Hillary Clinton is she's just going to continue to do what Obama has done for 8 years, for four more years of it. There is an argument among some of the Never Trumpers, some of our conservative friends, that she'll be tougher, more aggressive than Obama. That's nonsense. I think I've mentioned to you before, she and her husband were a year ahead of me in law school.
Yeah.
I've known him for 20 years longer than the rest of the country. She was a radical then. She's a radical today. Her foreign policy is indistinguishable from a Barack Obama.
I hope you go. Are you going to Philadelphia?
I don't think I'm going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you would be a breath of fresh air. That you need to be part of the media gauntlet there. Ambassador John Bolton, you will serve in a Trump administration if asked, will you not?
Well, look, it's an honor to be asked. I always say, keep your eyes on the prize, worry about November 1st, and deal with the rest of it later.
And you'll go wherever the campaign asks you to if they ask you to?
If they did, sure.
All right, John Bolton, as long as you stay out of radio in the future, because you're always so engaging in the media. Ambassador John Bolton, thanks for joining us, as usual, on WMAL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.